Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Ah, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a day filled with just... filled with sports news. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day. I actually was saving this one because I saw it over the weekend, and I thought this was one of the more brilliant costumes I have seen in a long time. So if a last-minute idea for you guys out there, if you're trying to find that perfect couple's costume, you got to do what this one couple did, where the guy dressed up as Randy Johnson and the girl dressed up as a bird.
Oh, that's awesome! That is great.
It was. I couldn't think of anything better. I mean, that's the perfect guy costume.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. What a great
right
idea. Right.
You know. So I mean, she gets to wear a little bit of makeup. She had like a little bit of blood dripping off, you know, out of her mouth area. You know, coming like kind of dribbling down towards the chin, where the the bird was just.
Did the guy have an old Diamondbacks jersey?
He had an old Diamondbacks jersey.
Purple, teal thing.
Threw on that goatee, that Randy Johnson, or was it a handlebar, that mustache?
Yeah, I don't know, the mustache.
I mean, with the full nine yards with the older style look. And she played a bird and didn't have a whole lot of feathers.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what you got to do. Not a whole lot of feathers.
And, you know, and she had,
those were all scattered around.
And she had feather on the shoes. And for this picture, I think she threw some feathers on the ground as well, just for the photo. But I thought it was brilliant. I really did.
Do you have a costume in your past that you were, like, super proud of that you came up with?
I went as a werewolf one year, and I thought it looked pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, you know, like working on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the only thing I realized, and this was the last time I did it, was I forgot about the makeup part.
Right.
So I had a lot of brown makeup on me, and it was at the end of the night. And, it was, you know, I had partied. And the last thing I wanted to do was sit there and scrub my face.
Right. No, no kidding.
And that's when I realized, like, I will never do makeup again.
Yeah. One year at a radio station I was working at, I wore, like, these black dress pants with black shoes, polished shoes. And I had a white turtleneck on with a vest, and I had sparkles on the vest, and I slicked my hair back as much as I could with stuff, you know, like hair gel. I slicked it all the way back. And then I went, my son was like one at the time, one or two. It was like, I think it was 2003. So he was like one or two. And I went into his room and he had a stuffed tigger, and I pinned it to my neck, and I was Roy from Siegfried and Roy.
Nice.
And I won the costume. I won the prize for best costume. Of course, I thought it was funny that he got bit by his own tiger, but I, you know, some people thought, "Oh, that's kind of cool." Like, but that's kind of weird, isn't it? That he got bit by his own tiger. I go, it led me to this idea, you know. So I had a tiger dangling from my neck.
Yeah, some people just, you know, they're just not fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's really what, like, it comes down to.
Guy got bit by a guy got bit in the neck by his own tiger.
Yeah,
it's a Halloween costume. What do you want? That's how it works in America. We have sympathy for you for a little bit, then it's hot, and then it's costume time. So, Randy Johnson and a bird is a great costume. That is awesome.
That really is.
Looking forward to seeing other people's on Twitter and whatnot, what they become this year. I'm getting lazy. I'm not even dressing up anymore. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. I kept going back and forth between these two, and I'm not sure which one I still want to do, whether it's bad or dumb. So I think I'm just going to go with the way I listed it. And so the bad of the day is that the Philadelphia Flyers decided to avoid the curse of Wally the Alligator.
Okay.
Do you
now
remember?
Let's go. What is curse of the Wally the Alligator?
Well, there is no curse yet. I'm saying yet. But remember when we talked about a few weeks ago how the Philadelphia Phillies denied a guy for entering with his emotional
with the
support,
alligator. That's alligator. Right. Yes, that's
so
right.
The Philadelphia Flyers allowed him in. And I guess there's, I don't know if it's a feeling of what's going on, that there's, you know, maybe the Phillies' epic collapse in the NLCS is due to the curse of the alligator.
All right.
Now, this happened during the regular season, And the Phillies had no problem mowing through opponents to get to the NLCS. Yeah.
No, they're overthinking this.
Yeah.
But
now the Flyers are playing into it and saying, oh, sure, Alligator, come sit amongst our fans.
This is not a good idea. This is not a good idea. Look, people, I get curses. I get it. And we all want to think everything's a curse. Like, as a broadcaster, you can't say anything without going, you've jinxed us. No, the crappy play jinxed them. I had nothing to do with it. But we get it. We're a superstitious bunch. But your superstition can never, never supersede your common sense, right? For example, if I believe that if I was up for a job and I better drive to the job at 170 miles an hour, otherwise I won't get the job because of some speeding car jinx, that's being irrational. Likewise, bringing a live alligator to a public place is probably dumb, even if you got its mouth taped or anything like that. It's stupid. So Philly Flyers, do not think that everything is a jinx or a curse. You can just go, you know, we don't allow alligators in the arena, and I think we'll be okay. Plus, I don't think the Flyers are any good, are they?
Yeah, I think that has...
I think they made the playoffs last year.
Maybe that's something they should take into consideration.
Yeah.
Before thinking like, oh, we got to avoid the alligator curse. I mean, we can't have one more bad thing happening to us.
Are we any good? Like, to worry about an alligator curse? Yeah. They were like in last place in the Metropolitan Division last year. What are we talking about? They were 31 and 38 and 13.
Yeah, that's the alligator's fault.
It was 75 points.
You know, if they had brought the alligator in, Tony, none of that would have been an issue. Yeah.
How does I really now I'm curious. Like, how does the alligator work? Like, like, are you bringing it in? I've seen or heard of like sports teams that are named Gators bringing live Gators with a trap on its mouth. You know, like a friend of mine played football for a South Carolina school. They were the Gators. He said, we did walk out a live Gator, small one. You tape its mouth. There's stuff you can get it so it's not snapping at you. But it's creepy.
But doesn't
like,
that
I don't
make
want to be
sense,
walking
though,
the concourse with a guy walking an alligator. They walk weird. They're weird. They're weird looking. Creep me out.
No, but doesn't that make sense to you, though? I mean, if your nickname is the Gator, you know, maybe you can have a Gator. Like the Florida Gators probably have a pet Gator.
Probably somewhere.
You know, I know you've told me time and time again that, you know, that there's these Gators all over the place. So
there's one walking around. There's a small one walking around near Simpson Hall.
Okay.
Where my son's dorm was. And he said the Simpson Hall Gator, and every now and then people will take pictures of him. It's small. It's not threatening because as soon as it gets big enough, they go, bye-bye. You go off to Lake Alice over there, and that's where you're going to live forever. But, yeah, there's like a small one that walks around. But like I told you that story when we were touring the campus, and there was a sign that said, don't feed the Gators.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I went, there's Gators to feed? Like, what are we talking about? I'm walking up this path, and it's telling me not to go in the woods to feed an alligator? There's an alligator right over there?
Every community now, they're kind of building, like, you know, these little big, I'm going to say small lakes or bigger ponds, whatever, however you want to look at them, right? That's what communities do. But every community that has this has a sign that says, you know, caution, there could be alligators. Because these Gators just kind of randomly walk around.
Yeah, they kind of own it.
And it just, I always think about that. Like, that's just a weird thing that, you know, is it in the night that they, you know, walk from one hole, from one pond to another pond that's like 4 miles away?
You ever see those videos where it's like, look at this gigantic alligator that's crossing the road? We're like, that's a dinosaur. That's not an alligator.
I remember.
Dinosaur.
I remember when my brother who moved out here, when he first came here, I was taking him into work with me, taking him into the studio. And we're driving, and he was like, asked me, he's like, is there any Gators? I was like, oh, you mean like that one that's up on the hill? And he goes, oh, my God, I thought that was a log.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, no, that's a Gator.
Yeah. And don't hit them with your car.
No.
That's like hitting a rock. Your car will fly up and
just
careen out of control.
You're probably better off hitting a deer.
Yeah, that's right. Hitting a deer is horrible. So, all right. Let's start with the dumb of the day, and we'll have to continue it. So,
well, the dumb of the day. I mean, I can play it real quick. The dumb of the day is whoever thought this was a good idea.
Oh, the land of the free and the home.
All right, who is that?
Flavor Flav.
Oh, it's...
Of the Brave.
I'm not even, I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure which national, who he was singing this for.
I was going to say, where was he?
He was at a sporting event.
Well, of course, but like, the Golden State Warriors or the...
He's more of a New York guy, isn't he?
Well, he could be anywhere. I mean, I don't know.
He just made sure. I mean, if you listen to the whole thing's about 3 minutes long because he made sure to hit every single word.
Oh, goodness. He was at the Milwaukee Bucks game last night.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Milwaukee Bucks game. Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Yikes. Yikes.
It'll go. It's up there with Fergie and who was the other one? Did a really bad rendition.
Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr.